Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
A friend of mine was telling me how at the weekend he locked himself out of his house and he had to climb in the window, and he said it was an awful, awful situation altogether about how he had to get in there and how he almost got stuck and all this. And it just, it brought me back to my teenage years when I was going out with a girl. I was seeing her for many, many years. And our thing was is that, you know, of a Saturday night, we would leave the nightclub early and we would go back to her house for a bit of canoodling, right? So we would leave. And there's only nothing bad by that now, you know, just a bit of kissing and hugging and whatever. Like, no. So we would leave anyway. We would go early. I would say, come on, I'll sneak in the window. Yeah. So I'd wait outside. She'd go in and she'd go, nice, and whatever, and she'd go into the room. And then the next thing, I would sneak in the window. Now, it was one of those old windows, you know, it's a wooden window, but there's a very skinny top window, and the bottom window is bigger. But her skinny top window, for some strange reason, I wasn't going in the bottom window. I think it was broken or something like that, but it was the skinny top window that I had to go in through anyway. And I remember kind of climbing through anyway. This is, we'd done this loads of times. I mean, this wasn't the first time that I'd snuck in the window. I was going in the window, I was kind of going, yeah, sure, it'd be grand. Plain sailing here, Fergie. In you go, head first. Hey! Anyway, it wasn't to be one night. And yeah, things didn't work out in my favor. So I was there and you're kind of hopping in the window. As you go in, you get ambitious and you have one shoulder out, one shoulder in, and you kind of squeeze one leg in. And you end up in this awful situation where there's a little latch thing that sticks up and it kind of catches the sump of your pants. Now, I'm doing all these actions here in the studio, which you can't see. Hence the reason why we should have a camera in here. But anyway, it kind of caught the sump of my pants and I was stuck there in the middle for a while. And I was like, I can't budge. And she was trying to get me going and the legs were banging out the window. The commotion was going. And the next thing, the door swings open and click and the light switch is on. And Fergie's just there, stuck in a moment. I'm literally there kind of going, no, go out. I'm trying to go, I'm going, push me out of the way. I'm going out the way now. Thinking that they couldn't see my face because I had one or two nippy sweeties. But of course, her mother was there in shock, kind of going, ooh. Her sister was dying laughing, like the Wicked Witch of the West. Her brother was giving me the stink eye like he was going to go through me the next time he saw me in Garbley College. And her father was just there looking, going, you little... And like, I would... It was total harmless mischief. It was the last time I climbed in a window, though. And I do remember when I got out of the window that the sump in my pants went. I legged it down the road. I didn't go back to that house for 2 months. And that's a fact. A lot of people out there have got stuck, though, I should add. I got stuck in a window once, which I did mention. But a few people are sending me their stories. Sandra's gone in contact. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Ferg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
You've got a very interesting getting stuck story.
Yeah, that's one way of describing it. When I was 8 months pregnant, I went swimming one Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I put everything in the locker in the changing room.
Yeah.
So towels, clothes, everything. So I was wearing a purple maternity swimsuit and a pair of flip-flops. And I got back to the changing room and the key wouldn't open the locker.
Okay. So you couldn't get out?
I was stood in the changing room in my swimsuit and I couldn't get any of my clothes out.
Oh no, God. Yeah, that is genuinely getting stuck in a moment if ever there was one.
Yeah. So I was there on my own, I was like, what am I gonna do? And I was wiggling it and I was taking the key out and putting it back in and making sure I had the right locker number, and then eventually another woman came in and I said, I can't open my locker, can you go to reception and get somebody for me?
All this while Heartburn Mania and Kick Festival was going on in your stomach.
Well, you see, I was feeling all relaxed because I'd had a swim and I'd been weightless and taking the weight of the baby off. Yeah. So she was heavy and I was like, oh, feeling lovely. Yeah, that's
the way. 30 minutes of a wait. No, yeah. And then the embarrassment of having to ask someone, like, would you mind out there going out there?
But and the funniest part was she came back in with the manager who had, like, you know, and then she looked at me and she goes, oh my God, love, I didn't realise you were pregnant. I was like, how can you miss it? I look like Violet Beauregard.
God. Listen, so go on, mind yourself there, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Ferg.
Good luck. Take it easy, you're so sound. Anyway, Lorraine is on the line. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm fine, Fergal.
Lorraine, what happened to you?
Well, I was on holidays in Morocco and we decided to take a bus trip to Marrakesh.
Nice.
Yeah. And me being the good passenger, put my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't open then.
So you got stuck in a seatbelt?
I got stuck, and the bus driver had to come down with a Stanley knife to cut it open.
Welcome to Morocco, everybody.
I was mortified.
Oh, that is unlucky. Lorraine, thanks for coming on. Tell us your story.
No problem.
Good luck. Here's Martina. She's got a contact and she says, got stuck in the loos in Moulin Rouge in Paris on my 40th birthday. They had to have some guy to come in and break down the bloody door. Jesus wept. Mortal doesn't cover it. To make matters worse, the hubby was raging. He missed a good bit of the show and he got the tickets for me. Of course he was raging, he missed Moulin Rouge. Hey, sister, go, sister, so, sister. Hey, Ferg, in 1979, my mother decided to walk 10 miles with us to see the Pope. I was 7 years old and we walked through the night. And when we got there, she decided to pass me up the crowd, crowd surfing style, into the Pope-mobile. I landed by my hair on the button on one of those Pope's bodyguard's jackets. My hair was wedged around his brass button and I dangled in front of thousands of people. I was absolutely scarlet, and then I had to be cut free by the St. John's ambulance crew. I won't be going to see him this time round. I'm loving that. Fergal Darcy on Today FM.